With so many things to do and places to go, isn't it marvelous that the merry month of May is right upon us? And I'm talking with Rachel Nash over at the library, because that's one of the places that has so much going on, not only for your kiddos, but for people my age as well. Right, Rachel?
We do, yes. We've got a couple upcoming programs that are targeted towards adults. The first one is Volcano and Wildfire Preparedness, which is on Thursday, May 15th from 6 to 7 p.m.
That's timely, because they tell us Mount Spur is going to go at any time.
It really is. So we're excited to offer that. And then we also have Gardening for Procrastinators. So for those of you who haven't started your garden yet, it is not too late. We have Gardening for Procrastinators on Saturday, May 17th from 3 to 4 p.m.
And of course, that's right with our local grown movement and local food movement that has really been catching on. If people want to join that movement, this sounds like a good place to get involved.
It really is, Merrill. It's a great place. And we do also have some ongoing events for our teens and our tweens. So we have Tween Scene on Friday, May 16th, 4 to 5 p.m. This is for kids ages 10 through 14 years old, and we do ask that they register online.
Okay. Looking ahead, does that round out the month of May?
We have one more thing for our tweens, which is a Pokemon party, again for ages 10 through 14. That is on Friday, May 23rd. That's the Friday right after school ends, from 4 to 5 p.m.
Now, thinking of tweens and teens and summer and mom and dad who really can't wait for school to start again, there are a lot of things coming this summer also that our kids will be able to be involved with?
There are, yes. In fact, on May 22nd, which is the last day that school is in session, we will start our summer reading program, which this year is Color Your World. And we will have reading logs available that day. And then June and July, we have almost daily programs for kids and teens and even for adults.
Now, you just touched a button of my interest that's been there for many, many years, and that's remediation and reading during the summer. There's all kinds of proof and science and studies that if kids read during the summer, that they don't have to remediate quite at the same level. When they go back, they are ready to start learning and don't have to remediate the things that go away during the summer. Plus, the kids that I've interviewed that have read over the summer in, like, the Riggs program, and also now what you're offering there at the library to encourage that, it's amazing. We've been doing it for so many years now that they can actually see the results right here in our local schools.
Yes, that's right. In fact, they call that the summer slide, and it's not a fun kind of slide. It's when kids don't read all summer or don't do math all summer. There's also a summer slide with math skills. Then they come back to school, and they've actually lost reading levels or lost math levels. So that's something we try to help with at the library. We make it a little bit easier, and we make it a lot of fun because reading should be fun.
Any out loud reading where the older kids read to the younger kids?
We don't have that planned yet. We have been looking into doing a pause to read program where you can read to dogs. We don't have that on the agenda yet, but we're looking into it, so stay tuned.
We'll look forward to it. Rachel, for people that didn't hear all of the interview or want to find out about the Merry Month of May and all the summer activities, where do they go online to look at that?
Soldotna.org/library has everything on there. You can book rooms, you can click and register for events, or just see all the cool stuff we've got going on.
Rachel is our Marion, the librarian at the Soldotna Library, bringing us all these fun events. And you've got a great staff over there, too.
We really do. I can't say enough good stuff about our cool, awesome, amazing staff.
It's our community center, our Soldotna Library. Rachel Nash is the librarian. I'm Merrill Sikorski, returning you to that book reading sound of KSRM.